Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Spring is the season of eggs, themselves symbols of renewal. It's also a great time for casual Sunday morning brunches. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, there are certainly more than a few million egg recipes out there, and half of them are good for a little brunch. And I think for the best results, let's use fresh Maryland eggs.
More and more people even have their own chickens in their backyard.
Yeah.
You know, I think eggs are everywhere. And you know, it's really hard to beat how delicious an egg is.
Oh, yeah. And it's so many things you can do.
It's kind of a complete little package, but with sort of that richness of the yolk and that sort of firm texture of the whites, great flavor. It's a good thing to cook with.
It is. I came across a little website called Cooking on the Weekends, and I saw a few of their ideas I thought I'd pass along.
Uh-huh.
The first one is definitely a nice brunch dish. It's a salmon and asparagus fried egg pizza. And you're going to use a soft tortilla that you're going to fry up a little bit as the crust.
Mm-hmm.
Put some creme fraiche on that. Salmon goes on it. Then you arrange a little sunburst of asparagus, sprinkle some onion, and then give a, you know, fried eggs, four eggs in each corner. Bang, you're done. And it's
wow.
It's great.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds delicious.
And it looks really pretty. Looks really pretty.
I bet.
The second recipe also starts with a soft tortilla, and you're going to end up with a breakfast taco.
Yeah, I mean, or a breakfast burrito. I mean, those are...
That's
commonplace. I mean, they're delicious. It's kind of an all together in one package. And when you're on the run, it's great to eat.
It really is. Now, what you're going to do with this one, you're going to use a skillet again and again and again. You're going to start off with some bacon. You know, cook that, get that out of there.
Sure, sure, sure.
Put some spinach in there.
Yep.
Cook that, get that out of there. You know, you get some sliced onions. Cook that, get that out of there. And now you got all this really good tasting bacon fat.
Right, right, right.
Cook your eggs in that. Assemble the burrito, the taco. With the bacon on the bottom, then spinach, then the onion, a little bit of tomato, and finally the fried egg. It's going to be messy as hell.
Of course.
But, it wouldn't be.
I mean, and it's nice. It's only one pan. You get it done.
That's right. That's what makes it so delicious.
Right.
I love ciabatta, and I love having sandwiches with ciabatta.
The airy. It's very light. Airy.
It is. It is. Yeah,
it
man.
Actually means slipper in Italian, believe it or not, because the dough is so wet, it just looks like a slipper when it sits on the pan.
I can imagine.
Pan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's cut some sandwich-sized slices of that, cut those in half, toast them a little bit. And we're going to get some aioli. You're going to put on each side of it.
Sure.
And then you're going to fry up some pancetta and some spinach again, plop that in there.
Sure.
And then poach an egg and drop that in on top. And you've got a really nice little sandwich.
The key to getting that poached egg, too, is plenty of vinegar in the poaching liquid.
Yes, it
right?
keeps it firm, doesn't it?
It does. The changing the pH gets that albumin to stay tight, and you don't get this sort of wispy sort of floating around egg. You get a really nice tight egg. And, you know, I know everyone talks about the swirling technique, but, you know, I'm comfortable with just a simmered water that you slowly drop this egg into, and it really comes out really nice.
It really does.
Yeah.
Jerry, you've heard of the famous French sandwich, the croque monsieur.
Of course.
You know, which is French toast, some bechamel sauce, some
ham,
some cheese.
It's
all kind of melted down.
Right.
If you put a poached egg on top of it, you have croque madame, which is really a lot of fun to eat.
Yeah, and, I agree. And I think the key to that is good bechamel.
Good bechamel sauce is absolutely it's easy to make.
It is, and made right, it's a treat.
Yeah, and you don't have to overdo it. A little bit does go a long way,
you
that's
do.
For sure. We're going to put these recipes on the website so you can try them at home.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.